Hi, this is Terry Marks. I'm the CEO of the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance, and I am so excited today to be sitting next to Hueda Afan, who is the executive director of, and here's the list, the Morian Arts Center, the Morian Clay Center, and the Chihuly Collection. Welcome, Hueda.
Thank you, Terry.
I'm so glad you're here. Hey, so can you give us an overview of Morian Arts Center and the role that it plays in the St. Pete arts community?
Absolutely. So the Morian Arts Center is one of St. Petersburg's most dynamic arts organizations. We've been around for more than 108 years this year.
You don't look that old.
Yeah. We provide exhibitions, educational programs, and hands-on experiences for artists and art lovers of all ages.
So what's really great about the Morian Arts Center that I've noticed is some of the exhibitions are so extraordinary and out of the box and very, very, very creative. How has the Morian evolved over the years?
So the Morian began back in 1917 as the Art Club of St. Petersburg, and the mission at the time was to aid in whatever may tend to stimulate and encourage an appreciation of art. And over time, that mission has expanded, and today our mission is to connect people with art. Today, we not only showcase contemporary art, but also, as you mentioned, we operate the Chihuly Collection, the Morian Glass Studio, the Morian Center for Clay. We offer a variety of youth and adult educational programs. So we are really a hub for the visual arts, and we definitely reflect the vibrant cultural landscape of St. Pete.
Indeed. So I'm always curious about how organizations create distinction for themselves. And so when you think of the Morian, and I think of not only the Art Center, but the Clay and Chihuly as well, what is your core distinction?
So what sets us apart is really our hands-on approach. We don't just display art. We create experiences. From glass blowing demonstrations to clay classes and exhibitions, we encourage people to engage with art in a personal way. We also focus on supporting emerging and local artists, and we provide them with a platform to showcase their artwork.
And I know you have a member show because I was part of that member show, and to my utter amazement, I had done a digital drawing of Brisket, my cat, and someone actually purchased it and shipped it to New York. It was probably one of the highlights of my life. So looking ahead at the future, you know, what exciting exhibitions or programs are currently happening at the Morian?
Well, that painting was wonderful, so thank you for participating.
Oh, you're welcome.
We have a fantastic lineup of exhibitions. At any given time, we have anywhere from 5 to 8 exhibitions happening within all our venues. Currently, we have Joe Tonelli illustrating the news. Joe Tonelli was the art illustrator for the St. Pete Times. Now it's the Tampa Bay Times. And he was the illustrator from the 1960s to the 1990s. And the exhibition includes hundreds of his illustrations, and it offers a glimpse into his remarkable career as a storyteller. Next month, we have Fresh Squeezed 9. It's the 9th year that we're doing this show that supports emerging artists in the state of Florida, and it highlights up-and-coming artists from across the state.
Wow. So I know, looking into the future, part of what you're working on is a major redevelopment project. Pretty exciting. Can you share anything about those plans?
Sure. This is a very exciting time for us. We're in the planning stages of a new building at this point that will allow us to expand our programs, create more classrooms, and really enhance the visitor experience. the big part of that is actually moving the Chihuly Collection from across the street into one cohesive building with the rest of the Morian to create that cohesive visitor experience. Our goal is to build a facility that is sustainable and welcoming and really reflects our mission.
That's great. I know one of the things we do at the Arts Alliance is it's one of our imperatives is to connect community. And so we just recently had an artist meetup, which was really successful. We had 30 young artists come out, and they just sat and talked, and hopefully this collaboration. So how does the Morian connect and serve the local community?
We do that in different ways. We offer scholarships for camps. Actually, our summer camp signups begin next week. We offer classes, and the spring session begins in April. And also free family-friendly events. We have completely free make-and-take programs. And, of course, we support local artists by highlighting their talent. We really believe that art should be accessible and available for everybody.
I agree with that. The Chihuly Collection, a major attraction and definitely a must-see. Tell us why it is a must-see.
Well, if you've been there, it really is one of a kind. It's the only privately owned permanent collection of Dale Chihuly's work and the first in a space designed specifically for that purpose. Really, the space and the art are in harmony, and they create an amazing immersive experience. You walk through the rooms and they're filled with breathtaking sculptures that just play with light and color in the most awesome way. So, yeah, it's definitely one of a kind.
And it's great to use art as a resource, which I know a lot of people did during COVID, not only, reading and seeing films, but also virtually going to museums. And now, of course, we have an opportunity to walk in, step into the Chihuly Collection, and see it ourselves. So about, 2 years ago, the Arts Alliance undertook an economic impact study with American for the Arts. And we found out that $132 million of economic impact came from the arts to the city of St. Petersburg. How does the Morian contribute to that, to the economic impact?
We serve between 90,000 to 100,000 individuals every year.
Wow.
And we attract visitors from all over the world. In fact, 64% of our visitors come from outside of Pinellas County. And some, they come specifically for the collection. We support working artists and collaborate with local businesses. Our four locations create educational and employment opportunities, definitely making the art an economic force in the city.
Wow. So what made you take the role at Morian? Like, what attracted you to this position, and how long have you been in the position?
Well, it's going to be 6 years next month.
Yeah.
In March. March 4th.
Congratulations.
Thank you
so
much. Yeah. I am a trained museum professional. I've worked in museums all my life. I've been passionate about the arts and the power to bring people together. The Morian really plays a vital role in St. Pete, and I was really drawn to the opportunity to help shape its future and support artists and just make art accessible to more people.
That's terrific. I'm going to ask this question, and I know what my answer would be, but leading an arts organization has challenges, without a doubt, and certainly in this climate. And you can't be leading an art organization unless you're an optimist. That's for sure.
I agree.
And so what's the most rewarding part of your job?
I think seeing the impact of our work, whether it's a child discovering their love for art in one of our camps or our youth classes, and artists getting their first gallery show, or a visitor being moved by the collection or any of our exhibitions.
Yeah. And it's great because the St. Pete Arts Alliance does partner with Morian, because we have a program called Funding Futures, and we raise money from foundations and individuals, and then we turn around and we are able to send students with financial need to summer camp, art camp specifically, mm-hmm. and after school program. So we're a partner of yours. Mm-hmm. If you could encourage people to support the arts in any way, what would it be?
Definitely show up, visit the galleries, take a class, buy art, and if you can, definitely donate, because every contribution, whether big or small, helps keep the arts thriving in St. Pete.
Okay, last question. So this has been pretty painless, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay. All right, good. It's meant to be. How can people get involved with the Morian, whether they're artists or visitors or supporters? How can we get more people to be involved with you?
There's so many ways. You can come see an exhibition, visit the Chihuly Collection, become a member, sign up for a class, donate to support any of our accessibility programs. We love welcoming new people into the Morian.
Well, there you go. Go to the Morian, go to the Chihuly, go visit. It's incredible. And Hoida Afon is one of the star leaders of an arts organization in our city. And I'm so glad to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Hoida.
Thank you.